This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. I am in Tampa at the moment, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way. Gab, the same way. On Parler, we are at the Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, hour number three of the weekend edition, we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
And you're over there hibernating with the hillbillies in Orlando. Is anybody awake right now?
No, it's kind of quiet.
Okay, well, the parties probably went late last night. Listen, we have Mike on the telephone that wants to talk about something, but I'm going to play the something he wants to talk about to kind of set this up. We had the U.S. intelligence report yesterday about the Saudi crown prince who was blamed for the killing of the journalist, Mr. Khashoggi, and here's the report right here.
In a newly declassified report, the U.S. intelligence community concludes that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved an operation to kill or capture Khashoggi. This finding is sure to alter the relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, which are allies and strategic partners. Without providing specifics, the Biden administration has said it intends to recalibrate the relationship with the Saudis, and it will be different from past relations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All right, well, now we'll go over to Mike because I wanted to set that up so he could hear that, and he's got a question about this. So, Mr. Mike, what's your question?
Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure to talk to you, ma'am.
Me too. Thank you.
The captain and I were kind of bantering back and forth, and here's my thing, Denise, and I really want your take on this. We say that the Saudis are our allies, and I believe that the Saudis will continue to be our allies as long as it's advantageous to them. Now, I also believe that if a situation were to come along where it was advantageous for them to stick us in the back, that they would not hesitate to do so. I think the Saudis have their own agenda, and I do not believe that they are friends of ours, and I just want your take on that. That's how I feel. What do you say?
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
You know, the monarchy, the kingdom, you know, operates very differently from any other power across the globe. And there are few in the United States that necessarily understand that. There are some family members in the monarchy that are good allies to the United States. Let's not forget, the very first Gulf War, the very first one, when it came to Kuwait, they paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
They paid for a lock, stock, and barrel, and they made it such that Israel was protected and would not have to be included into that conflict. So there's an interesting history going back and forth. They when the war broke out in Yemen and we had the CIA there and things really went sideways, it was the Saudis that went in and grabbed our people, and an awful lot of people, because we had an intelligence footprint there. And they brought our people back for sanctuary in Saudi Arabia. So the fact that Jamal Khashoggi was killed shouldn't necessarily be, in my opinion, a relationship game changer. You know, first of all, a lot of people say that he was a U.S. citizen. He was not a U.S. citizen.
No.
Nor was he a, quote, journalist.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
He was working essentially undercover on the payroll of the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the report that just came out, as Matt played that audio clip, it makes these assertions that the monarchy approved of the killing of Khashoggi, but they offered no evidence that says it in there. There is no tangible evidence that it was approved. Now, he was killed, yes, but we don't know. Was it somebody that was rogue within the monarchy, within the kingdom? We don't know any of that. So we're never going to necessarily get the truth, but I'm very curious. Here at this point, we want Saudi Arabia to sign on to the Abraham Accords, too, officially.
Yeah.
They have pretty much done so in spirit. They have a relationship with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And they dislike Iran probably more than Israel does.
Can't stand them. They're vile, can't stand them, just would like to destroy them tomorrow.
So it is, as the contemporary word says, it's complicated.
Yeah.
You know, we have reasons not to like them, but I think we have probably more reasons that we should be working in cadence with them and giving them certain do's and don'ts to continue that relationship.
Yeah, and we'll continue to do so. And even though we know the Crown Prince was involved in some way with this other thing, it's not going to stop our relationship with them, especially from a military standpoint. And that's just the best I can say. I mean, that's what I believe. Okay, we'll be right back. And don't go anywhere. Denise Steinman and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. By the way, when we come back, how about the border situation? Have you noticed a whole bunch of Border Patrol agents were moved from one point going to another point?
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is...
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate that, Kyle, and I appreciate Mike and his telephone call. And, you know, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers all the way from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the Midwest, all the way to Canada. And believe it or not, one guy that drove in from Arizona to buy a car for his daughter that was going to school in Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. And it starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you can dream of. And don't forget, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, and first responders, as well as pastors, get excellent care, taking care of them. Now, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, is their motto. And Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget to check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be glad you did, because it's going to save you money. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and she is over in Orlando, over there at CPAC. You know, the situation is such that the border right now is just, we just don't even know what to expect. We've been told there's as many as 75,000 migrants because they're not, they don't want us to call them illegals anymore, even though they are, but I'll call them illegal aliens just because I want to, sitting over there in Mexico that think they're going to come in because Joe Biden said they were coming.
Yep, pretty much. It's been an open invitation. And, you know, they have been, I would say, staging themselves and making the moves. They're overwhelming Border Patrol. Border Patrol doesn't have any place to, I mean, they're running out of space to put them. And then, you know, to complicate things, we have the whole COVID vaccination situation with them.
Yeah.
So, now they say that, you know, we're testing them and you know, we're giving them vaccines. Well, you know, when they get here, we have to do the whole social distancing thing with them and blah, 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 blah. But they were socially distanced while they were staging themselves in Mexico. So, yeah, well, the Democrats invited this problem.
Yeah, they did. And, it should be mentioned that several hundred Border Patrol agents were being moved from where they were at. And what that's all about is we're doing something we've done before. We're taking Border Patrol agents from the northern border, some of the areas up there, moving them down to the southern border.
Relocating.
Yep. And we'll just hope that they don't have a big gap up there in the north, because that's another discussion that you could have over the fact that there's areas up there where you can literally walk across the border and nobody will ever see you.
Well, I guess the $1.9 trillion that passed the House last night, well, a couple hours ago, I should say.
Right.
2 o'clock, you know, 2 o'clock this morning.
Right.
Maybe that'll just solve all those problems.
Yeah, not. Sure. Not. You're right. Not is right, because there's only, what is it, 9% I heard that goes actually for COVID?
9%. Yes.
Jeez. Well,
this
okay.
This is the thing that elections are made of, ladies and gentlemen, is this $1.9 trillion. That right there should tell you pretty much everything you need to know. And in case you still aren't convinced, all you have to do is, you know, look at the people that Biden has put up to be in his cabinet post.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'll tell you what, there's, I'm not going to go there, but I will say that there are some real weirdos in that cabinet. And I'm going to let it just drop right there and use the word weirdo. How about Facebook? They're considering, they're reviewing the Trump Facebook ban. There's 19 of them that are doing this. And I heard about this yesterday. They're taking a look at maybe using, giving him his public profile back. What do you think about that
idea?
Well,
what they have done to kind of take the burden off of, you know, Zuckerberg and some of the other powers, that they have been as an oversight board. And, you know, if you have been terminated, you can appeal to the oversight board. And whatever the oversight board determines is a permanent decision, such that it cannot be overruled by Zuckerberg. So they have 90 days, 90 days to, you know, review the appeal.
Well, Donald Trump is over on Parler. The whole family is. And yesterday I went over to Parler, I don't know, probably four or five times. And every time I went over there, there was something else being posted by either Don Jr. or Kimberly Guilfoyle or Eric or Laura or somebody. But there was, you know, they have a very large presence over there.
Correct. They do.
Now, the COVID vaccine, antibody therapy, the U.S. is going to buy at least 100,000 doses of Lilly's COVID-19. But in the meantime, we had the emergency authorization go through for another vaccine, which is going to give us... Yeah, which is supposedly going to give us about 3 or 4 more million doses, and they're saying in a week or so's time, but yet I don't think they've produced that much yet. So What do you think?
I have not paid any attention, except that I know that the Johnson & Johnson one did get approved, and it does not need the refrigeration the other ones do. So beyond that, I can't speak to how much the federal government is buying from them. I don't know what the production is, their inventory, or what the distribution is, so I'm not qualified to answer. I haven't paid enough attention to the Johnson & Johnson
piece. Well, there's been a lot of conversation about how people were concerned about the Super Bowl in Tampa, and there was going to be a spike because of COVID, because look at all the people with no masks, and oh my goodness, they're closer than 6 feet. What are we going to do? Oh, everyone's going to die. Well, all of a sudden, there's no spike.
No, in fact, the hospital occupancy is down, I think, by 70% is what they're saying.
That's right.
I don't know if that's a collective number or if that's just a top average by some of these states. So I don't know what that number really represents. But they're also saying that by March, virtually a little bit more than a third of the population of the United States will have either full immunity because they've already had COVID, mm-hmm. or they will be vaccinated. So herd immunity is gaining major traction.
Yeah, and the reported number of cases, active cases, are down by 77% since Christmas.
Good.
Yep. And that's moving in the right direction, but I guess we still got to pay attention to what's going on. By the way, Jim Jordan, I saw him at CPAC. Did you see him?
I did not.
All right, he's there somewhere. He said it's time to go back to work, school, and get back to normal. He's supposed to be speaking today there at the...
I know Rubio is, opening up this morning. Rick Vanell comes up. Mike Pompeo comes up.
Yeah.
There are obviously some other speakers, but
yeah,
those are the three big names I know on the schedule today.
And before we have to go, John Durham yesterday officially resigned as a U.S. attorney in Connecticut. The headline was put out there by some of the progressive news sites that made it sound like as if, oh, John Durham has quit as the attorney. And everybody was thinking, they were calling me going, what has he done? Is there no more probe? No, the probe is still going on, but we aren't going to hear anything about that.
Correct.
Yeah, because they're just not going to tip their hand. And I had a conversation earlier about that with somebody. Okay, we will talk to you later. Hopefully I'll see you later, and we'll go from there. So later, Gator. All right, Denise Simon, she's over in Orlando at CPAC, and I'm going to work my way over there this afternoon one way or the other. I'll be back with MOA and our military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A late night vote in the House on the $1.9 trillion relief package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the final tally just after 2 a.m. Eastern Time.
On this vote, the yeas are 219, the nays are 212. The bill is passed. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The package includes $1,400 stimulus payments, an extra $400 a week in federal unemployment benefits, a benefit of up to $3,600 per child, and billions of dollars for schools and local governments. Two Democrats voted against the bill and now moves on to the Senate, where a provision increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is expected to be stripped following a ruling by the Senate parliamentarian. Federal unemployment benefits expire March 14th. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for the Military and Veterans News on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, found online at naa.edu, and they have two locations to serve you. I will tell you where they're at, and they're going to tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I always tell people, if you want to really find out about National Aviation Academy, give them a call and take the tour of one of their two facilities. Now, one of their facilities is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard, Tampa Bay. I'm on one side of the bay, they're on the other. All you got to do is dial the number 800-659-2080. And you folks up there in Maine, check them out. 800-659-2080. You'll find out what I already know, and that is becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech is a forever job. You will never not have somewhere where you can work anywhere in the world.
Your certification is good everywhere and anywhere as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Check them out, NAA.edu. Take the tour, 800-659-2080. Well, the United States, of course, carried out airstrikes with precision guidance bombs authorized by President Joe Biden against facilities belonging to the Iranian-backed militia in eastern Syria in response to rocket attacks against U.S. targets in Iraq. Now, as a result of that, the threat level against U.S. forces in Iraq at their bases has been increased, so they're on a much higher security alert, and you can pretty much expect at almost any time for rockets to rain back in their direction from the Iranian militias, because that's just what they do. Now, the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, has been busy this week. He told sailors on the USS Nimitz that he hopes to avoid long ship deployments like the more than 10 months they just spent at sea. They spent 10 months at sea. They brought them in. They turned them around, and they're going right back out again. Wow. It's unlikely Congress, by the way, will make a sweeping, indiscriminate cut to the defense budget, despite the economic pressure from the coronavirus pandemic, according to the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Also, the Air Force is considering changes to its pilot curriculum to curb the rising number of aviation accidents across the service. This coming from the Chief of Staff, General Charles Brown. By the way, I had any opportunity to meet General Brown when he was here. And quite a man. Now, at least 10 Chinese bombers took part in a maritime strike exercise in the South China Sea immediately after an escalation of U.S. military presence in the disputed waterway. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about the Arleigh Burke-class destroyer, USS Curtis Wilbur, that transited the Taiwan Strait this week, one of the contested areas. You know, China is a very definite, solid adversary. They are no friends of ours. Now, something else that very quietly is going on is the B-52 bomber. A lot of people are going, well, we don't need that anymore. Really? Well, listen to this. Global Strike Command head General Timothy Ray is eyeing a new hypersonic cruise missile for the B-52 bomber. The classified hypersonic attack cruise missile, known as HACM, now in development, is going to be tested soon on the B-52s. And the Missile Defense Agency has drifted from an organization that researches and develops advanced technology towards one that focuses on procuring and sustaining fielded systems, according to General John Hyten, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who wants the agency to get back to its original charter. Now, President Donald Trump accomplished something in the last year of his office that no other U.S. president before him was able to accomplish in nearly two decades. And it was pulling troops out of Afghanistan and maintaining some sort of resemblance of order. That's all gone to hell in a handbasket. And it's crunch time right now for the Biden administration in Afghanistan. I say they're going to keep troops there. Colonel Jim, when he was on the show this week, said that he believes they're going to deploy more forces there to stabilize the area again, like they've done in the past, and try to train more Afghanis to take care of themselves, because apparently the problem is, once again, they're either killing Afghanis or capturing Afghanis and then executing them, the police and the military, or they're deserting and disappearing and going over the hill to Pakistan or wherever. We'll see. By the way, global defense spending reached a new high point in 2020, with the United States spending more than any other country and China pulling in second, not very far behind the U.S., according to data released by the Institute for Strategic Studies. How about that? Never say never, right? And the military says that they have no knowledge of a commercial pilot's report of an unidentified object in New Mexico buzzing their airliner that was en route to Phoenix. American Airlines has said one of its pilots flying a passenger jet sent a radio transmission reporting an unidentified object flying at high speeds in the skies directly above their aircraft above northern Mexico during a flight last Sunday from Cincinnati to Phoenix. That certainly would have woke you up. Also, a new report argues for a sweeping overhaul of the Pentagon's 60-year-old defense budgeting and appropriations process so it can match the fast-moving commercial sector and outpace China's technological development, which is getting very, very good. Very good. And after months of construction delays last year due to coronavirus restrictions, a long-range missile defense radar system in Alaska is just about done and ready to go into operation. It'll begin initial operations during the fall. They're testing it right now. This is coming from the Missile Defense Agency. We'll see how all that plays out. And don't forget, the Army's first infantry officer, female infantry officer, is urging the service not to revert to separate fitness standards for men and women. She says for the good of the service, they need to keep the physical standards the same for the men, the same for the women. By the way, in a year or two, the U.S. Space Force wants to build deeper connections with commercial industry. Chief of Space Operations General John Raymond said that he envisions a day where commercial and private interests can work with the Space Force on some of the projects they've got, referring Elon Musk and the great job he's doing with his outfit. In the meantime, here comes the music. We'll be back. Wrap things up for the weekend segment. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned captain, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce. And I will see you on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there at Mixon's Fruit Farm, and in particular, the Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, for all you tourists that are here for baseball season, spring training starts up this weekend, of course, for everybody that's down here for that. They're just down the road from the Pittsburgh Pirates Stadium there in Bradenton. And all you got to do is stop on by 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton and try the Captain's Club. Now, that's a big sandwich, so maybe it's too big for you. 2.5 pounds, 12 inches long, and it's stock full of all kinds of great stuff that I like to eat. Now, they've also got the renowned Cuban sandwich there. They've also got Grandma's slow roast pot roast. Don't forget, one of the best BLT sandwiches you'll ever want to have there, too. And it's all really great food. So stop by Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You are going to love it, love it, and love it. All right, going to go to the telephone lines here. Good morning, caller. Is this Todd?
Yes, it is, boss.
60 seconds in Tampa. Todd, go ahead.
Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Here you go. Let me do the CPAC speech for you in 60 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats who are making a fortune here while they shut everybody else down, and Fauci, who's on the Bill Gates payroll, is trying to tell you who can go to work and who can't go to work while they're making a fortune at the WHO, okay? And it's a disgrace. okay? It's a disgrace, okay? And here you are, here they are telling African Americans you can't go to work while they're making a fortune. What are y'all doing? I thought the Democrats were for African Americans getting ahead and making money and prospering. You're wrong, okay? They're for themselves prospering and you suffering. That's how the Democrats work. When they say it's not America first, that means we're for sale and China can buy us out and sell us out. And the Democrats sell us out. That's what that means, okay? Not America first, okay? Trump was for the American people first, okay? When you say America first, it's American people first, okay? American people getting those jobs, not China coming over and stealing those jobs and infiltrating your company and this and that. That's the difference between Trump and this clown in the White House right here. Like I said, Trump wanted a landslide, and that's the bottom line, okay? Stand up for the country. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for the ACLU trying to come in and take over in your cops. Wake up wake up Republican governors. Wake up
okay.
The American people and stand with your cops and first responders. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. Thank you very much, Todd. Appreciate that. And he's got a good point there with things that are going on. By the way, yesterday, Rush Limbaugh was laid to rest in a private ceremony in St. Louis. Close members of his family, his wife, and a few best friends were there. That was about it. They are going to have a special remembrance, a special dedication ceremony at CPAC on Sunday, I believe, just before President Donald Trump comes out. And it's going to be to put him into the Conservative Radio Hall of Fame. That's number one. And number two, there will be quite an honor there for him, quite a send-off with the CPAC folks. So you might want to be watching that. Certainly it's going to be very interesting, especially Sunday when the president gives his speech. Everybody is kind of, you know, is he going to announce? He's going to run? Is he going to announce? I don't know. If he does, he does, but I don't think he will. But in the meantime, very quietly, while all this stuff's been going on with the stimulus, pretty much called the Biden stimulus, only 9% of the money in there goes to the stimulus. The $1,400 checks that are in there going to most of the Americans, that's about where that's going to stop. And remember one thing here. They've been trying to sneak the H.R. 1 for the People Act through, the Democrats. And they're very, 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 very close to getting it over into the Senate without you even knowing what they're doing. Very close. They'll be voting on that next week. But pretty much that gives the Democrats, by legislation, not going through the constitutional process, I might add, pretty much control of the elections in the country. We cannot let that happen. The states control their own destiny, not the federal government. All right, well, let me go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's John Stockdale, Captain, and I'm a 10-year Navy veteran. We spoke before, but it's been a while.
Okay.
But the reason I'm calling, I wanted to comment on what your last caller, I think his name was Todd, whatever, was saying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The only comment I'm going to make about that is he's 100% right, because the way route we're going, Captain, and I think you know this already, we're headed down a very dark path.
Yeah, we are.
A very dark path. And I really hate to say this, but if we don't get our act together.
Yep.
We're in a lot of trouble. We could become worse than even China. We could, like, even be like Germany, World War II, with the concentration camps.
Yeah. And, John, it all starts now, John. It all starts right now. People got to get up off their duffs and do something right now.
Well, yeah, that's for sure, you mm-hmm. know. And the way things are headed, too, you know, the really scary part about this, Captain, you know, is with the Democrats up there, they don't care about me, you, the service people, and our military is the stronghold of our country.
Yep.
Basically, you know, without it, I mean, we are sunk, and with what they're wanting to do with it and everything, It's scary. I mean, you know, I'm just like, are we going to be EMP'd, nuked? What next?
Mm-hmm.
What are these idiots that we have up there?
Yep.
They need to get them out of office. Get rid of them totally. I don't care. Put them on an island in the middle of nowhere as far as I'm concerned. Put them on Komodo Island. Let them deal with the Komodo dragons.
Yeah, okay.
And let them know how we feel.
All right. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Now, you know, he brings a very strong point home there, and I'm going to say this again. It all starts now, right here, right now, today. Get involved in an organization. I don't care if it's a political party or not. If you're a Republican, find out where the Republican clubs are. Get involved in one of them. If you're a Libertarian, I'm sure they got some of them, too. But we've got plenty of 912 Tea Party groups, Trump clubs, all around the countryside. They're easy to find. Go to Facebook. Do a search. You'll find them. You'll find them. And if you can't find them on Facebook, go to Parler. Go to MeWe. Go to Gab. You will find them. I guarantee you will find them. And then start getting involved. Become part of the solution, not part of the problem. It's all on us. If we don't get it done, and we can, and we will, I know I'm going to do everything I can with the people I got working with me. Again, we call it the Captain's Army for a reason, because we're all like-minded people, all working towards the same goal, and that is to keep America great, make America great, and never, ever, ever be anything other than America first when it comes to our policy, both here and around the world. We are Americans first, and everything else comes after that. And if I get called a racist for that, well then, hey, takes one to know one. Because we are all Americans first, and everything else comes after that. You got to remember that. And when it comes to the news of the weekend, and it comes to the talking heads on Sunday and all that stuff, sure, you're going to hear about the Saudi Arabian crown prince. Sure, you're going to hear about Syria. Sure, you're going to hear about John Durham. Sure, you're going to hear about, a little bit anyway, about CPAC. You'll hear even less about Governor Cuomo or Governor Whitmer. You'll probably hear a lot about Dr. Fauci. Well, we have a new vaccine, and we're going to have a microphone thing, and you still got to wear your mask because, jeez. Would somebody please put that guy in a boat somewhere? One day it's one thing, 2 days later something else, next week it'll be something totally different. I mean, come on. And then there's CPAC Sunday. Wow. President Trump, who will be there at 3:40 in the afternoon, that's when he's scheduled to speak, on Sunday. Today, of course, you got Mike Pompeo. You've got Kristi Noem, Governor Kristi Noem. It's going to be great. Great, great, great. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. So, everybody take care. Have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it. And we got your back here, you first responders, military men and women. We've got your back. We've got you six right here on this program because we're all about you. This is a show about America. I'll see you during the week, 2 a.m. Remember, I'm on 4 hours Monday through Friday, 3 hours on the weekend. Have a great day. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.